our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He say, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring a Lunar New Year special with Chinese hot pot and reunion pudding.
Today we are preparing Chinese New Year. They call it hot pot, for Guo Lu. So I prepare something for the family. Mostly Chinese New Year, they like to be together, so they call it pot. They make a hot pot right in the middle of the table or in the middle of the house. Everybody, you know, gather together and almost like cook the dinner themselves on the table. Yeah. So we have to prepare all the ingredients for people to cook. First, I boil some of the, you know, vermicelli, transparent noodle, yes. And also prepare some of the vegetables so that on the table, everybody can put it in the broth, yeah, that we also will prepare and eat together. The transparent noodle, you could also leave it like that and people cook it themselves, or you prepare it first. You boil just for a few minutes until it's softened. It doesn't have to be completely cooked yet, because on the table we will have hot boiling broth, and then we will dip things in there, including the noodle. Yeah. If we want to, if not, don't have to. Yeah. Actually, the transparent noodle cook very, very fast. Yes. I am boiling some of them, and then also prepare the vegetable. Okay, keep it here for the time being. It is Lunar New Year's. In order to prepare two things, mostly very important to them, is the hot pot. You know, so the family gather together at the table and cook the dinner, dip it in the pot and eat it right away. Yes, so we have to have a hot cooker on the table. That's why they call hua, hua. Yeah, hua means fire. Hua means pot. So they have a fire, you know, sometimes in the old time they use coals or wood, you know, and they put in the middle of the table, everybody surrounded and cooking, eating, talking, catching up with all things. Yes. So they put the fire in the middle with a big pot. And mostly they also cook a little bit more broth aside in case it's not enough. They will always refill the pot, the hot pot. Okay. One more thing I tell you. The noodle, you know, like every other noodle, is very, very long and it will not be cut, huh? So on the table you don't cut them, you just leave it. The longer the better, because it's long life, you know? New Year, they wish each other long life. They call it tang shou mian. Mian means noodle, eh? So either this kind of noodle, any noodle, you leave it as long so people just them out, you know? Yeah. Okay, I have a lot of noodle today. It's going to be just fine. Yeah. Now you know some Chinese tradition, huh? Chinese are very, very sentimental race of people. They value national pride. They value family love and relatives tie very much. They almost always sticking together, you know, through thick and thin, and they're helping each other a lot. That's why no matter where they go, they're very prosperous. And of course they work very hard also, and they're helping each other a lot. Okay, you know, in order to make a very good broth, you can use either vegetable or fruit to sweeten it. Sweeten doesn't mean it looks like sugar, you know. It means a deep and profound taste, tasty, you know. It tastes, has some substance in it. So I will put some of the fruit in it. Yeah. This you can eat also, by the way. Yeah. Oh. You can cut the vegetable or fruit and put it in your boiling water to make broth, right? Because I don't cook with vegetable anymore, so I use fruit. Yes. You can use pear, apple, any sweet kind of fruit is fine. You don't have to eat this fruit, but you can. Alright, apple. And you can of course use apple juice, yeah? Quickie. You don't make your soup too sweet, huh? It's not like pudding, is it? And of course you can add also mushroom seasoning. For a pot like that, you put a couple of tablespoons in there. And if it's not good enough, you can always add more. Yeah? 1 tablespoon salt will be fine. Yeah? And then some of the soy sauce. Couple spoons. You can always add. And if you have any, like, apple juice, for example, of course you can add it in. Huh? But the non-sweetened one, they're natural. All right. Tell you what, if you don't have apple juice, you don't have fruit, you can put a little jam or fruit sugar, yeah? It's already sweetened, I'm surprised. Very good. Yes. There are a lot of fruit you can put in as well. You know, like zucchini. You know, the tip of the zucchini, for example, or the tip of cucumber and squash and all that you don't use, it's a little hard. You save it to put it in your broth, yeah? So everything you can save and use. All right. It's very, very nice already. Very good. Okay. And I add this 5 perfume powder, just a few dots in there. And coriander powder. Because I don't use a coriander leaf. You know, that's not to harm the plant. I use coriander powder, which is coriander seed rounded. Yes, it's like brown pepper. Wow, nice already. Grounded black pepper, just a few dashes in there. Good. There you are. Okay. And we also prepare a lot of vegetables already on the table. You know, like you cut the zucchini into small cubes or a round piece like this. Tomatoes and even eggplant. And then you put them together. You're ready for the hot pot. Ah, it's boiling too much. We lower the heat. Yes. If it's boiling too much, you put it aside for a few seconds and it will come down. And then you put it back on the hot cooker. Yeah, now I put it back. And it calmed down, see? After you turn the heater down, you put the pot back and it's not overboiled anymore. Okay. Oh, wonderful. Good. Now it's done. We let the broth cook for a while so that all the vegetable and the fruit will offer their sweetness to the broth. Yeah? You can cook even 10 minutes. It's done already. There's no need to cook a lot. And we prepare vegetable now. Some vegetable you can also already put in the broth, like a small beans. You can take them out later. And then put in the bowl. This one we put it in there to cook. Yes. Okay. Also, it will sweeten the broth. Oh, my big kitchen. Very big kitchen. Beware of the big kitchen that I have. Okay. Now, very simple. We piece all this together. Very easy. You just put everything together. This hard, you put it last, okay? So you don't have to squeeze. See how colorful and nice. Zucchini and green pepper, yellow pepper, yeah, whatever you like. Piece them together. Even some snow peas. Yeah, like that. Even cucumber. And then you put this one last. Yeah. And this one also last. And be gentle because it's my break. This one you squeeze a little bit. This is a new corn, yeah. And then you have little tomato there. Okay, very good. Let's see. Okay. Then we leave it in here for everybody to take later. I check it out if this one will go inside. It would go inside. Yeah, like this. Yeah, so later we dip it in. Yeah, okay. Well, we leave one in there, why not? Okay. My broth is simmering still, and it's very good there. They don't do it like this in Chinese, it's just my invention. They have like a big bowl on the table with all kind of vegetables. But I do this, it's so easier to take care. This kind of, new corn is very fragile, so we put it in the soup to also sweeten the soup anyway. Yeah, and then we can spoon it out and eat them also. Anything that is fruit-like you can use in my fruitarian kitchen. And mushroom you can also use. It's okay. It doesn't have too much of the scare consciousness. Well, my assistant is doing the spicing stuff. I'm going to cook the sweet pudding that the Chinese also love it. New Year's time. Yeah? Okay. They call it Tuan Yuan pudding. Tuan Yuan means united. Yeah, reunion. Just boil some water and put sweetening sugar. Yes. The sugar that they are made from fruit. Sometimes bananas and other fruit. You put as much sugar as it tastes good to you. Yeah. Okay, while the sugar is dissolved and water is boiling, we prepared the flour. Okay. Okay, I have here around 400 grams of the glutinous rice. They also call sticky rice, yeah? Sticky rice, because the Chinese people, they believe that they should stick together, that's why. And just put a little bit of water in it. Just foam it up. And then we roll it and put it in a boiling water and boil it until they cook. Like 10 minutes. You can use red beans or some bean paste to put inside the ball that I'm going to make into small balls with some red beans in it. And if you don't have red beans, it doesn't matter at all. They will just use it, make it into a dough and form into small ball and put it into the boiling water with sugar. That's it. That's all there is. And very simple. It tastes delicious. You can add vanilla, yes, or other flavor. Okay, remember last time we also cooked something with the sticky rice, but a savory dish, salty dish. Today we cook sweet, okay? You can roll it into a small bowl, like this. 2-3 finger thick. Okay, in Chinese shop you can buy this kind of thing that's called red beans paste, already sweetened and made ready, no? Like mashed beans and sweetened. And you flatten a little bit of the sticky rice dough. Roll it into a ball like this and make sure all your red beans are pocketed inside. Eh? Okay, and then you put it in the boiling water. It would be best if you make them all together into balls and then put them in together, you know, I mean, but separately, so you don't have to weigh one by one like this. Yeah, all right? You can also use other beans, but the Chinese believe red is auspicious, so they like to put red beans in their sticky rice or reunion pudding. Okay. Now, if you don't have this kind of red bean paste, it's okay. You can just roll them into small bowl like this, finger size, and put in there, and it will also taste delicious. You can add vanilla or other kind of things, or banana flavor into your sweetened pudding pot, like that. See? Or you can do both. You can have some with red paste and some without red paste, like this, just a little ball like this. When they cook, they will float on top. You see, the Chinese name for this is tang yuan. Tang yuan, it sounds like tan yuan. It means reunion. That's why they like to have it in New Year, because they like to be together. Yes. So most of the time, you don't have time to be together all year round. So at least in New Year, you know, they reunited together, and that's why they call it Tang Yuan. Yuan means round. You can see it's a round shape. But it sounds like together, you know, reunited. That's why. That's why they love this kind of pudding for New Year. You know why the Chinese like the red bean? Because the Chinese character is Hong. You know, Hong means prosperous, developed, yeah. So they like the name. The Chinese, they believe in the power of words. Yeah, just like we're wishing, you know? It makes sense, huh? Like when somebody pray for you or wish you well, if that person is sincere, or at least the sound of wishing is comfortable to your mind, your body, and yourself will feel happy, yes. The power of word is very, very strong, yeah, and effective in many cases. So we have to be careful what we say to others. Always say something positive, if possible. If not, at least don't say something negative. You know, the sticky rice is kind of fragile, huh? And if you don't have sticky rice in your house, and for the Westerner or other citizen, you can use wheat flour, it's okay. Or any other flour, as long as they stick together, become a ball like this. One more thing about this reunion pudding is that you make big and small, big and small, all kind of size, because that means the whole family, you know? Big is for grandpa, grandma, medium size is for parents, sibling, and small one for grandchildren, etc., etc. Even if you don't have grandchildren yet, this is what you wish for New Year, because the Chinese, they believe that they have to carry the names of their family. So they must make children, yeah, and grandchildren. So you see, I make all kind of shape here, big and small. But it has to be round, huh? Round means yuan, yuan. That's, in Chinese, it sounds like reunion, yeah. That's what important, reunion, okay? And stick together because it's sticky rice. You see, it's all symbolic in Chinese philosophy. Maybe that's a good idea, you know? When you're wishing yourself well every day, you're reminding yourself always about positive things like this, then positive things are bound to happen. Perhaps that's why most Chinese are prosperous everywhere they go. Many of them are prosperous, even they go to strange country without much in their hand. They will make fortune later, or at least enough to take care of the family and send some financial help home to the family members at home. They're very capable, the Chinese, because they worked hard and they're very frugal. And they love each other. And they love their countrymen very much. For example, you know, when I went to China to visit a long time ago, and at that time China and Taiwan had not a very favorable relationship, you know, a long time ago. Now it's favorable. I'm very happy. But even then, whenever the Taiwanese went to visit China, if there is some festival or any very happy situation, they always let the Taiwanese go in the front. They say, let the Tongbao, I mean the compatriot, go to the front. They always give the best place for the Taiwanese people. We went to see a river where the water is kind of splitting, you know, at one time of the day. And a lot of Chinese were there, and also a lot of Taiwanese were there. And I myself saw the Chinese always said, oh, you came from Taiwan? Go to the front, go to the front. Yes, that is the mentality of the Chinese people. Well, at least the mainland China people. And I was very, very touched. And one time, we did not have, you know, mean to cross a river, and the Chinese Navy, they just ferry us across with their boat without charging us anything. They say, never mind, never mind. It's for Taiwanese compatriot. We were very, very touched. I was very touched, yes. If everyone is like that in the world, we will have peace and happiness. Okay, now you know a little bit about the Chinese and the New Year and their tradition. Of course, I can tell forever, but this is just about New Year and some of the basic character of the Chinese people. They're very hospitable, very helpful, not just for their own people, but for strangers as well. Yes. You see, that's why you heard on the news that the Chinese government, the Taiwanese government, are always helping less prosperous countries. You know, like in Africa or Central America, they're helping a lot of us, and all the time, unconditionally, yes. Helping each other is the best way to be a human, huh? Okay, remember to put like a pinch of salt into your pudding to deepen the taste of the sweetness without spending a lot of sugar on it, yeah. And always put the bigger one in first, and the medium in the middle, and the little one at last minute, because they cook faster. Like this is easy and economized. You don't have to spend a lot of time cooking. And when they're all floating up to the surface, then it would be okay. You see how they float on the surface like that? Yeah? This is for the little grandchildren that you have or not have. There, very little, little. Actually, imagine the Chinese are very positive, eh? Yeah? Everything they do, they try to put it onto the positive side. Oh, that's a very good trait for us to emulate, no? Mm-hmm. Yes. If you're not careful in your daily life about how you think, how you do, and how you react to surrounding or events, then who else would be? Very good thing to do. Everything in Chinese has a symbol of goodness somehow, otherwise they don't use it. And if you don't have this kind and you want it, then it's easy to cook. You just have dry red beans, yeah, and you boil it until it's very soft and tender, and you mash it up with some sugar or, you know, fruit sugar, or syrup. Then it will be what you want. It will be like red bean paste, just the way it is right now. But nowadays it's convenient to buy. If you're busy, you don't make the red beans paste, then you just buy ready-made. It's also okay. But then when you come home, you cook all with love, yeah? And recite the Buddha's name, God's name, yeah? Angel's name, the saint's name, to bless your food, bless your family in New Year. For not just the reunion, but a good life, virtuous life, and happy life. Often the virtuous life is a happy life. If we do good to others, goodness will return to us. Chinese have a saying that whatever you don't like to be done to yourself, don't do it to others. Very simple how to live life. The Chinese people, they also love, you know, jade. You see, jade, they wear jade on their hand, and jade on their necklace or on their earring, on their finger, because they believe that is very, very lucky, and also can protect them from harm, from negative energy. I'm wearing some today. Hope it's protecting me and bring me luck for New Year at least. They like the jade very much. They even call God the jade god. It's just a term of reverence, you know? Hey, welcome, guy. Yeah, Happy New Year. I just finished cooking.
You finished?
We're gonna eat now. Be at home. Okay, I'm just checking last minute to see if everything okay. Perfect. Wow. You know, and when you eat, you put a little bit of ground sesame. The sesame has to have a little bit of salt in it, then it tastes better. Okay? Right. So we're going to turn this off. Now it's all cooked. Everything off. That's it. Perfect. So this is our reunion dinner. Very simple actually. You see the fire pot right in the middle? Yes. And we have of course some non-alcoholic wine zero. And then we have all kind of vegetable that is coming.
Wow.
Yeah, these are prepared vegetable. I'm going to dip it in the broth to cook it right there and eat it right there. Okay, welcome to dinner, huh, guys? New Year reunion dinner. Have a big smile, huh?
Okay. It's so good.
Let's thank God, heaven, human, all beings, all the blessing that we have. Beautiful dinner. And we should everyone have enough material food as well as spiritual food.
Amen.
Thank you. You put some of this into your bowl, yeah? The noodle, mm-hmm. Yeah, you put it in your bowl. And then you can put soup and eat right away, or you can wait for this. Each one, take one and cook for yourself, yeah? You dip it in there. Even a few seconds good enough, you know? You can eat raw, you know? Yeah, put it in your bowl and take some of this. Comida. Picante. Muy. Yeah? Attention, huh? This also can put together. Did you put soup in your bowl? You go there? ¿Gusta?
¿Te gusta? Bueno. Muchísimo. Buenísimo.
Buenísimo. This is the reunion pot, you know? They call it fire pot. Because in the old time they used coal fire underneath, you know? And it's boiling like this and you keep cooking everything on the table like this. Yeah, eat together, you know. It's for New Year. So in Spain they don't do that? No. No. Do they do something similar? Chi fondue? Okay, so this is Chinese fondue. If you like sauce, you put more, okay? Hot sauce, soy sauce or chili sauce, yeah? This hot, no? This is not too hot. And you have soy sauce. Yeah, that's it. Good?
Mm-hmm.
You like, huh? Okay.
The tomato are very good also.
Tomato is good. When I was in Spain, there was a man who was named Tomato. Yeah. There's such a name in Spain, huh?
Tomato or Tomas?
No, Tomato. Tomas is different. He just tell me, mi nombre es Tomato. He was a taxi driver, you know? He lived next to my house in Spain. And he has a name card with address, telephone number, Tomato, his name on it. Yeah, brother, no joking. No problem. Bon provecho, huh? You like it, huh, Pablo? At home, don't cook like this?
This is比用烤的好吃。比烤好吃哈。对了对，我也认为。烤有。
也有烤的好处了哈，不过这个真的好哈。对，因为那个 soup 好 ，she said that like this is even better than barbecue, better than roasting. Roast have a good point, huh? Yeah, this have this good point. Okay, good. But it tastes good, right? Because the soup is good, the broth is good. I made it homemade. I just use fruit and vegetable and salt. Some condiments. Cilantro, oil. Muy bonito. Okay, everything good?
Very good.
Almost finished, huh? Todo comida, no?
No puedo más.
No puedo más. Yo tampoco. Ahora, postre.
Postre.
Yeah.
Bueno,
muy bueno. También, yeah.
Estaba buenísimo.
Buenísimo. Hey. Wow, finished! Very good. This is just the cooked vegetable, you know, for the broth. Everybody come here, I'm going to give you from the cooker. Because today is Vietnamese and Chinese Lunar New Year, which is very important for the Chinese and Vietnamese. So I cook the homemade stuff. This is what they call reunion pudding, eh? That's why everything is round. Round is like a reunion circle. Here you are.
Thank you.
Be careful, hot, huh?
Yes.
Careful, look yes. Underneath.
Good, thank
careful.
You.
You like this, I hope. Do you have it in Spain?
I don't know.
No.
No, huh? This is glutinous rice and red beans inside. Mm-hmm. Beans you have. Here, Pedro. Sit down, eat, please. Okay. Sit down.
Well, what is inside?
Red beans.
With
sesame on it. Sesame powder. That's it. Well, there are some more if you want. We have more room now. Wonderful. you have sesame?
Yes,
yeah,
we have.
Good. Some more here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Nice. Lunar New Year, no?
Yes.
You're going to have some tea after, or coffee, yeah? Depends on you. That looks a little bit black. Mm-hmm. That has red beans. And white, nada.
Nada.
Yeah.
Did you make the balls?
I made it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. When you came, I already washed my hand.
Mm.
Otherwise, I would white like gloves.
We do it.
Yeah. Mm,
very sweet.
Normally, you can cook the ginger, but I don't know how they harvest the ginger. You know, if the ginger plant already died, yellow, and no more life. Then you can take the roots and you don't hurt the worm and you can eat the ginger. But I don't know if they do it like that, so I don't take the ginger.
Oh.
If I plant myself, I would know. Then I would take.
Dice que la planta, como no sabes si la han matado
o si está a punto de morir o no.
Everything I made myself, of course.
Wow.
I'm the cook, no?
Thank you.
I make my hand. Yeah, with the flower right here.
Mm-hmm.
You see, look, flower here.
Harina.
Mucho trabajo.
Sí, con mucho gusto.
In Spain, when somebody cook very good, he say 3 horas for the cookers.
Yeah?
Eight horas.
Oh.
Cookers. 3 horas for la cocinera.
Eight horas. I'm very proud. Please give it. You're going to have some tea. Coffee?
Coffee. 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 Coffee.
Coffee. Coffee. Coffee. Coffee. Coffee. Supposed to be happy because reunion. This is called reunion pudding. Around, you know, together, family circle.
To enjoy, to happy.
Because all year, no time together. So at the year end, they come home, holiday, everybody together. So it's a happy pudding, messy.
Gusta, me gusta. Me gusta todo.
Oh, soy muy, muy feliz. Buen cliente. You can come back again.
Todos los días.
Todos los días. Fish, tipo, impossible, ¿no? No need working, every come cook, eat.
Wait.
I don't mind, I like cooking.
I like to eat.
But now, because I'm very busy, otherwise I like to cook every day, no problem. ¿Queremos? If you like, you can get some.
All right, go.
We enjoyed your company today for a gift of love. Simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Blessed be your noble and compassionate hearts.